Well, I don't know whether I do, but I've got somebody right next to me that knows all about what happened. The president arrived this afternoon at 3:48. He landed on Marine One here at the Sun Distribution Center, and he got in a motorcade and came here to Fort McHenry. Got here a couple of minutes after 4 o'clock, and the man right here, Ranger Vince, is the man that gave him the tour here, along with the CEO and president of the Maryland Historical Society.
That's right.
Correct.
That's absolutely
right. How is the president? What kind of guy is he?
He seemed real. Just, it was an honor to do it. He seemed very genuine and wanted to have his moment with the Star Spangled Banner National Anthem, just like we all do during this bicentennial.
What did you show him, Vince?
We saw the original first draft manuscript by Francis Scott Key that was loaned to us for a few days by the Maryland Historical Society. We talked a little bit about the War of 1812, and then we saw the fort through the glass window, and that original fort, and it was just sensing that power of place.
You know, he stayed at the visitor center because he only stayed about 25 minutes, short visit. But it was a good visit because a lot of people lined up and down the street, said hello, waved and whatever. Really couldn't see him from anywhere around here. But you got to see him and you got to be with him. Did he seem to enjoy the tour? Does he seem to enjoy history like this?
He did. He did. Everyone sees it in their own terms and processes it in their own way. But I know he really enjoyed it because, like we all said, every American should visit Fort McHenry, and to have the president set the example for everyone in this country to come here to appreciate their anthem is just awesome.
Any fine lines that you remember, any conversations, anything, you know, like on the side or whatever, buddy-buddy talk?
I asked him, I said, well, you live in the White House, and the British burned the White House during the War of 1812. Can you still see the burn marks? And he said, yes, there's a section there where they have a little plexiglass, and you can still, they were just done special just for that reason, so that you can still see the burn marks.